And it's time now for the Rural News with Susan Murray. You have an update for us on the number of farm sales.
That's right, Craig. Yes, the number of farm sales over the summer were down 33% on the same time last year. Just released Real Estate Institute figures show that there were 305 farms that sold in the 3 months to February 2023, and that was a drop of 155 farms compared with the same period last year. The Institute's rural spokesperson is Shane O'Brien, and he says basically the number of sales are down because there are fewer than normal listings. You can't sell them if you don't have them. The median price per hectare for all farms, however, that was up 6% at nearly $32,000 a hectare. He says there is a little bit of hesitation from buyers with the gloomy outlook for product prices and inflation is affecting farm profitability, but he says that there are still buyers around.
Anything sort of well developed, and it seems to be good local demand at the moment, and yeah, some good prices being paid as the market currently stands.
What's happening when it comes to farms perhaps being bought for forestry? Are you noticing anything in that department?
We've noticed there's probably been a bit of a slowdown. There's been a bit of a minor adjustment in some of the regulations, so that's changed the criteria for some of the buyers. I think there's still good, genuine, strong demand for forestry land and land suitable, but the evidence would suggest that activity has slowed a wee bit.
Shane O'Brien says there was also more caution by purchasers looking at kiwi fruit orchards.
We haven't seen that flow into the market in terms of results yet, but I think the buyers are certainly looking at all their options before they make any purchasing decisions there.
And Shane O'Brien says the odd dairy farm sale is taking a little longer to settle these days. Buyers are making their purchases conditional on checking out environmental compliance requirements that apply in the district where they're looking at the farm. But he says dairy farms generally in the South Island are selling well.
You've spoken to New Zealand's special agricultural trade envoy, Mel Paulson. What's she had to say?
Yeah, well, she's saying that she's just returned, actually, from the UK and EU, and she was looking at the market trends over there. She was meeting with the market partners, trading partners, and she says that there are multiple factors changing consumer behaviour and therefore the products that they're buying.
Some of those geopolitical challenges, the war challenges, global food security challenges, you've got rising protectionism, you've got an increase in subsidies, agricultural subsidies, all those factors, including the economic pressures that consumers are under, all of these are compounding on each other.
And Mel Paulson says that the primary exporters here need to adapt and to change to the consumer demands very quickly. She says the way that New Zealand industry's dealt with COVID shows that we can do that.
The whole sector came together to navigate its way through COVID and achieve some really good outcomes for New Zealand in navigating what was an absolute left field scenario that, you know, we weren't expecting at the time. And we got together, we came together, we worked together, we made decisions together, and we navigated it extraordinarily well.
That's New Zealand's Special Agricultural Trade Envoy, Mel Paulson.
Susan, you're going to have to explain this to me. My notes tell me to ask about the rather ominous sounding fall armyworm.
Yeah, well, the fall armyworm, you might Kim Hill actually did quite an interview on this a couple of weeks ago, just before the Rural News. And yes, it's a crop-destroying pest. It's been in the country since last year. They thought they might be able to eradicate it, but they've now sort of had to give up on that. And there's been another outbreak has just been found in North Canterbury. It was found on some sweet corn. And the Foundation for Arable Research, it says that the detection was at an early stage of development, but that finding that there combined with a large corn earworm population, the crop losses in Canterbury could be significant, so there's quite a worry. And the total numbers of these fall army worms this season is 133, 87 of them. The moths were found in traps in Northland last week. So, yeah, the hopes of getting rid of it are dashed, and it can chew through about 350 types of plants, grasses and crops. So quite a worry.
Far out. Susan, thank you very much for your time this morning. That was Susan Murray in Hamilton with the Rural News.